Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's a sunny day outside of my window. I'm itching to get out there and put my hands in the dirt. And here I am at home.
Oh, you're going to garden today?
Yeah, definitely. Mostly I'm weeding. I have a bunch of like little seed starts that I did in the greenhouse. And at some point, I think probably at the end of April, beginning of May, I'll get them transferred outside. I don't want to go too soon, Vinny. I don't want them to, you know, they're tender. So I need to take my time with it.
Careful with the babies, I guess.
You do.
Right?
Yeah, I got to be careful. As you know. I mean, you're living with babies.
Yeah, we had to, as we start week five of the work from home phase
adventure
of my life, we've had to put, so we started out with this big idea where, oh, we're going to have a schedule and we're going to make sure everyone sticks to it. And it's fallen completely apart after the first week. I don't even know if we held for the first week. But now it's setting in that this is real and we're in a month in and we're probably looking at another month. And I have to start taking up more of the slack than I even have been.
Well, that's good that you're...
No, it's not good. It sucks. I just...
Well, it's not good for you, but it's good for the family, you know? It's...
No,
we all
got to
do our part.
But the missus has been... So from now on, when I leave here at 10-ish, I have to take the baby for 2 straight hours without any...
Oh.
Like, I have to take the baby and have the baby.
For two hours, because she's had the baby all morning, kept her out of your hair.
Right.
Well, that's nice. Well, there you go.
That's nice.
It's nice for you to do. It's a good thing you can do. Stop it. Thing sucks.
Thank you, Bryn. Thank you for supporting me. Anyway, that's what's got to happen. It just has to. She has to have some hours to do unencumbered work.
She has work to do too. Right. I mean, you're not the only one working from home, so.
Right, so that begins today. Ay, ay, ay. So while you're gardening, I'll be walking around the neighborhood with a stroller or playing baby games.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let us know how it's doing over where you are.
Yeah.
Text us. Tell us what's up.
What new responsibilities do you have? Take care of my kids.
Hey, listen, come on.
Hey, listen, we could set up a podcast daily until, say, you know, look at me. You could set up a podcast that we do right after the show every day till, say, noon. And then you could.
Hey.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Speaking of, I think I'm starting my new radio show this week
on
105.
Oh, yeah, baby. Hey, Nicole. Put that on the rundown for me so I can remember to give that plugs.
You don't need to.
No, I want to. That's great. You're going to be on Alt 105 Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. Is that right?
It's just an hour, and it's going to be mostly music. So, I think it's just going to be like heavier alternative. But I have yet to see how my input will be taken.
Oh.
I know the idea in general came from our boss, and I was like, yeah, I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So this Thursday night, Alt 105.3 from 7 to 8. Check me out over there.
I will.
It's called Vinny's Side Piece because, get it, there's me on the working it.
You're cheating on me.
Side hustle.
You got a side piece going over there.
Sure. All right, here's what you guys said. My girlfriend is a hairstylist and most of her clients are 50 plus. So all last week she delivered her clients color kits to their doorsteps.
Really?
They've been awesome about Venmoing her to keep her going through this as well.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, you know, I have noticed that a lot of people who are unable to use the personal services that they normally do, like you with your with the lady who watches your kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to consider that these people, that you're their lifeblood, and if you want them to still be there when this ends, and if you can do it. Pay them.
Right. That's what we brought her money this weekend, actually. We dropped off a check, and that's when we're in the car. The missus starts going, I wonder if there's any way.
We are giving her a check. Maybe we could just leave the kid on the front porch.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow. Good luck. She's a handful.
Forget where we live. We'll be back soon. The problem is she does know where we live and will probably follow us home and drop that kid right back off.
Yeah. With an, oh, no, you don't.
Right. Sarah, try CVS Walgreens Rite Aid for flour.
Oh, I didn't realize they carried flour. I didn't know. Honestly, it's too late. We just ordered 50 pounds of flour. I don't know what we're ever going to do with that. Hand it out in the neighborhood, I guess. People have been dropping off notes. Have you guys had this happen too? People are saying, here's what I have. Here's what I need.
Oh, we haven't had that yet, but
I think it's kind of cool.
We've made it clear to our neighbors, if we've got something you need, you can have it.
Right. Now, people have been specific.
No problem.
This one guy said he bought kind of an industrial sized box of toilet paper. It's just like the one ply stuff that they use in office buildings and stuff. He got a line on it, bought a huge box. He goes, it's more than we'll ever need. We are trading toilet paper for, you know, whatever the list of things that they were looking for. And he wrote at the bottom of the note, I wore gloves while preparing and delivering this note.
Oh.
It's a printout.
Yeah, look, all of us are finding out. If you follow the trail of filth, you absolutely find yourself going, man, I had to start way farther back there in order for this to not be contaminated, possibly contaminated.
Right.
And I don't, speaking of contamination, I'm not a one-ply toilet paper guy. That is a surefire way to ruin a finger. I don't like it.
Well, you don't want to come out of the bathroom with only nine, so.
Right.
Well, this is going to come off.
I can never look at you the same again. Gross.
Well, the thing is, though, if you do actually run out of toilet paper, you'd be happy for one-ply. Just
Agreed.
Get yourself a big old wad.
No, I was just going for the caca on the finger joke. That's
sure,
all.
Sure, no, I like that joke. It's a good one.
Let's see here. I already did the Insight Timer, right? That's an awesome app. Okay. Smart and Final has flour.
Oh.
What are they?
They're like a mini Costco. There's one in San Rafael, and we go there like when we're going to do a party. It's just, you know, you can buy like bulk hamburgers, bulk rolls, bulk candy. You know, we go there for Halloween.
Of course people are eating dinner earlier. They're not sitting in 2 hours or more of traffic every day just to get home.
Oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. You know, we're actually, if anything, we're eating later. I'm like, I just, like, my whole schedule's out the window.
Me too.
Like, now let's watch another one. Who cares that it's my bedtime? What do I care? No traffic.
Saturday night, I was up till 1 in the morning.
Well, it was worth it, though, right?
Yeah. Yes, it was. Yeah. You bet.
Gee.
And I'd given up on that, by the way. As soon as I heard the baby crying, I'm like, well, there goes my nook.
Mm. Well, it was your birthday. She was making sure that happened, so that's nice. That's nice.
Ha, ha, ha. We've been talking about grandma and grandpa and blue plate specials. Let's eat. Yeah, it's everybody's eating earlier. That's good.
Food, it's good.
Sarah, how was that delicious looking quiche the other night? You posting quiche?
John made four quiches, and they were absolutely. I had two slices of it cold yesterday. It's delicious. Oh my god! I'm like, just make a bunch of quiches. We'll just have those all the time. Yum. So what? You can't argue with eggs, cheese, and broccoli in a crust. Come on. Bacon on there. Come on. It's delicious.
Oh, one of these texts. Okay, so this is one of those texts where they say, you guys are so funny. What they mean is stupid. You guys are so funny. Tom Brady isn't trademarking Tampa Bay or Tampa Brady to sell stuff. He's doing it so nobody else can.
Yeah, okay.
All right, take it easy.
Sure, whatever.
Whatever.
Just good business sense for him.
Tiger King has a new episode with Joel McHale's interviews With Joel McHale interviews the cast about their new fame.
Yeah. How did that go?
I'm not watching it.
I have a thing about it. It's basically, there was nothing new, really, except that I guess that guy, Rick Kirkham, the one who looks like Crocodile Dundee, met Freddy Krueger and they had a baby. You know, the guy, he has like the cowboy hat on and he's sitting like in a diner smoking cigarettes.
Oh, the cigarette guy. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
That guy.
Okay.
He's a producer.
Yeah. He produced the TV show. And...
Well, he got burned by that whole process based on what he said in the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Joe Exotic burned down his own TV studio, including his alligators, that scumbag, in order to get rid of the footage this guy had. And he was saying that, let me see, here's the quote. Joe is terrified of big cats.
I have his quote if you want to hear
it. Oh, great, 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 great.
Joe was terrified of big cats. He was scared to death of lions and tigers. And in the shots that you see in there where he's in with the two tigers, the white one and the other one, the white one is blind and the other one is on tranquilizers. It's idiotic to think how he's become famous as the Tiger King when he's so terrified of big cats.
So that's the big takeaway.
You know, you'd have to be pretty dumb not to be scared of big wild animals like that.
You know, I think it's the people who aren't scared who are the ones who wind up getting grabbed by the head on stage, Siegfried and Roy.
But, you know, that said, I am completely against that show. I watched it because we all did, and that's fine, and it's there. And if you loved it, good for you. I could not stop thinking about they're not taking care of these animals.
No. They're the last of their worries.
This pulling food off the Walmart truck is not a plan or a good, solid way to take care of the 200 tigers you have on your zoo, your homemade zoo, buddy.
It's awful. This show is really, it's kind of a letdown as to, you know, you think people are good, and then you meet these people, you go, wow, ton of crappy people.
650 says, Big Brother and Survivor have been canceled.
What? Survivor 2?
Apparently. How are they going to do another season?
Unless it's already in the can. I mean, you know, I would think that the one that they have ready to go, when do they start, Vinny? In February and September. Yeah, you're right. They were probably about to film the one that was going to air in September. What a bummer. Survivor's really good this time around.
Yeah, I like it too. I'm enjoying it as well. I thought of Vinny over the weekend as I watched the Coachella 20 Years in the Desert documentary on YouTube. Never been to a Coachella, but I'm a huge fan of live music, and it made me so excited to see a show in the future, whenever that may be. And tell
someday.
Him Rancid and Circle Jerks were featured in it. Oh, okay.
Oh.
I still listen to Rancid at least once a week. I love them so much. Ozzy's also in a video game called Brutal Legend. It's awesome.
Oh.
Yeah, Ozzy is featured in Trolls World Tour, which I watched 8 times this weekend.
I'm amazing that you got to watch for me. Play myself. I hate trolls. They're little, squishable. I'm going to eat them. Like bats.
WFH, work from home permanently. I hope that my company will do it. Also, the company has an open office environment where they cram multiple people into small spaces with no privacy, hoping that goes away too. Yeah, I was just working off, and I don't have any insight into how companies, I don't know what does Entercom pay for rent? I have no idea.
A lot, probably.
Probably.
2 floors in San Francisco.
But I don't know, but I just started thinking about how this might open the door to a lot of companies who would have never thought of having their employees work from home. It might open the door to them going, hey, we're kind of pulling this.
Yeah.
And if we're
saving
could cut
a ton
rent,
of money on
yeah,
rent.
I mean,
yeah.
That might be a way a lot of companies start to go, huh.
Yep. Well, in a way, I mean, so much of the workforce here anyway was already, I mean, even your wife was already working from home. Occasionally she'd have to go in for meetings, but it wasn't like if a meeting happened, she couldn't be there via teleconference.
Right.
I mean, it's real. Like, I don't know if I I mean, it's a good idea for some companies. I don't know that I'd want to do it. I like to, there's something about the energy of us in the room. It's harder to have the energy to do this show from home, I think.
I agree. I think part of what we do is being A, out in general, because you live your life, you have something to come back and contribute to the show, as opposed to me. My post today sums up my quarantine life. I put it on Instagram. It's me surrounded by two kids going crazy in the family room.
Yeah. There's no story to tell. Like when we would go out into the world, you know, you'd have something relatable. You'd have you know, experiences that other people were having. Now it's just like, yeah, well, I was at my house all weekend. So that's what I did.
Have you guys done the naked challenge going around on social media?
Mm-mm.
I haven't heard of it.
I can't believe you haven't heard of it.
You've heard of it?
No, but I mean, it's naked's right in the title.
No, I know. You'd think that would
seems
find
like that
right
make it
off,
right.
Sure.
Someone would immediately send you that. You love naked.
I do. Well, you love naked too, don't you?
Not really.
What?
I could care less about naked.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? When have I ever been like, oh, I just wish I was naked? I just don't do that.
Well,
I'm naked for my shower, and that's
it. But you guys were a naked family. You come from a naked family.
It's not that we were a naked family. It was that we didn't, it wasn't a thing if our kids saw us naked. That's all. Like, it wasn't about, you know, we were like some closet nudists in our backyard. Like, okay, everyone, take your clothes off. It's naked time.
So I believe the naked challenge is another TikTok challenge where they just get naked. They walk around the house or wherever they're at with their phone. And see people's response to it, which people usually freak out.
Oh, so they're not showing their chaunch. They're showing their family members' reaction to the chaunch.
Oh.
Yeah, or their friends or roommates.
Well, then you go for it.
I
think that's perfect.
I have no interest in that.
Bryn, you going to do that? Nicole? No.
Well, everybody in my house here have already seen me naked. And sometimes I do run out of the shower, you know, because I didn't grab something. And I'm fully in. It's just Cameron and Nita. Nothing new for them.
They don't care. They're like, oh, dad's naked again.
Right.
Big deal. Nicole, are you going to do that? You know?
No. I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
You want your dad, your sister, and your mom to
nope.
check you out? When's the last time they saw you naked?
Probably a while. Actually, my niece, I locked the shower door and somehow she unlocked it and she's done that twice to me and then just stared at me when I'm in the shower.
Wow. How old's your niece?
She did this 18? When she was two. No. She did it when she was two.
All right.
Oh. When she was two.
Yeah.
Like was there a point, are you guys a naked family? Like nobody cares about being naked when you guys were little and then all of a sudden you know, because for me everyone's naked around me all the time and then at age 10 I'm like, enough of that.
No, we were never like that.
You were never like that.
No.
All right. Vinny, you need to post more on Instagram. We love it.
Yeah.
Well, but they all look like the one post I made today. It's all
we're
the
fine
same
with
stuff.
It. I like it. It's just to me, it's like a relief. Every time I see that, I go, oh, thank God. I don't have little kids right now.
Good
Jesus.
For you. Yeah.
So good.
Vinny, if you up your Instagram game, you could get a blue check mark like Sarah did.
Yeah.
I noticed they gave you that. What did you do?
I posted the hell out of everything in the last month.
And they just did it.
No, you asked to be verified. It's right in your settings. You can ask to be verified. It took me like 3 requests over the last year.
Yeah, you have to request
You have to request it.
Oh!
It's called request for verification.
Who told you that?
I don't know.
Did Johnny
told
tell
me.
You that or something?
I don't remember who told me.
I know he's behind
honestly,
some
like,
of your...
I think somebody might have written in about it.
Oh.
It said if you want to get verified, you have to request it.
Oh.
But they turned me down hard a couple times. Like, no.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, I guess I'll hey, Cameron.
You got notes from them that said absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, they respond back to you and say no.
Cameron. No.
Hi, Cam. Diamond.
Look at her with her Hello Kitty. Is that a backpack?
Yeah, it's a backpack. She's
so
going to school.
Cute. All right.
Oh, going to school where? In the living room?
Hi, Cameron.
She loves to say, I'm going to school. I'm going to school.
Hi, honey. Say hi.
Hi. Say hi.
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 It looks like he's so holding cute. Her up by her head.
Yeah, it does.
I'm trying to listen to you. I don't have my other setup.
Oh, my God. You posted the cutest videos this weekend. All this crap about little Cameron. Like, when she's smiling and she had her pretty filter on with the long eyelashes.
I still have the her singing as my highlight on my story. So
oh, good. So oh, if good. People okay. want to see it, go to Brinny Boy because he's playing guitar and he is and they're singing True Colors, which is it's beautiful.
That's right.
I love it. True Cowboys. So cute.
Someone wrote in and said you had done the story about Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
Organized a group of celebrities singing Imagine All the People. Someone wrote in and said it's the line about no possessions being sung by a bunch of millionaires.
Oh, people took offense to that. Huh?
Rings tone deaf. Well,
it's just so dumb, eh?
You know what? John Lennon was a super duper millionaire too. Why accept him singing it then?
Well, the whole point is you're imagining these things. You know, it's right there in the title.
Imagine I know, but I mean, if everyone's going to nitpick, yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter. The
right,
point
I know.
Is
look, it's just, I think people just went, something to bitch about. Yay.
Sure. The Cuomo versus Sarah, the Cuomo versus Cuomo thing is complete shtick. They're hilarious and jab each other. It's sibling rivalry at its finest, and it's, I fully enjoy it. A lot of people wrote that his behavior. Is normal if you know those two guys, that's the way they behave towards each other.
It was like, ugh. I just thought, ugh, I'm not watching this. Yuck.
They say here that Chris put up an old family pic.
Yes.
Of Andrew dressed like the 80s, and it was hilarious, and that's why Andrew was mad.
Yeah, he looked real. I'm still looking. It could be their shtick, and I'm not watching enough of that political TV to know. But man, I was like, wow, that is uncomfortable.
You missed the whole Cuomo brother thing. They're a hit. They play mom's favorite card, and they're hilarious. Yeah, I don't know them either. I know that, you know, Cuomo's been very active as a governor in New York, despite the fact that New York got hit hardest.
Yeah,
of
you
everywhere.
Were saying he has a pretty good. He's smelling like a rose after all this and everything he's
he
done.
Got. He's getting a bump the same way our governor's getting a bump. You know, as we sort of try to maneuver
again,
our way through this.
Again.
Yeah. I am completely out of time. So thank you, though, for sending your text. We do appreciate it.
We do. And we'll be back in just a second to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Monday of week 5. We can do this, you guys.
Yeah, we can.
We're all in this together.
Ooh. It's very clear to me that while I'm not having the best time of my life in quarantine, I'm also not out there risking my own health.
And your families.
On everyone else's behalf. Right. Yeah, I mean, as we enter week 5, thanks to all the people out there on the front lines.
Well, and thank you to your wife, too, for putting up. I mean, you know, this is all new for her, too. There she is in the house with you all day. Crazy. And she pulled off a great birthday.
Yeah, she did.
It's really
sweet. No, you know, she keeps saying, this is my regular life. You're just suddenly in it.
Yeah.
But I'm always working from home. So, all right.
Yeah. Well, Vinny, it's time for you to go get the kid and take her for 2 hours. It's on you now.
The new normal is 2 hours alone with the baby right after I finish here.
Well, that's excellent father-daughter bonding time.
Oh, thanks.
Are you going to take both kids or just a little kid?
No, the older kid has school.
Ah.
In fact, she'll be getting on her laptop right about now to have her group class.
Goodness.
I don't know what app they use, but whatever app they're using to meet, that's happening now at 10.
Well, it's the new normal starting today.
Oh, yeah.
10 to 12. You're on duty, sir.
And you're going to go garden.
I am. I'm going to get my knee pads on and crawl around and pull out acacia plants. Those freaking things. I hate them so much. They just...
Acacia?
You know those acacia trees? They turn... The ones that turn bright yellow in the spring and everyone sneezes over them. They put the yellow pollen all over everything and then they start throwing these pods off and there's just... Oh my God. They're the messiest junk trees of all time.
Just weeds.
They're weeds. And they hover... There's a creek right by my house and these two huge trees overhang my yard. And they just dump their crap in my yard. So then all year long, I'm pulling up little baby acacia trees.
Well,
You got to keep after it, Vin, or you got a whole grove of acacia trees.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do today. Thrilling. Thrill a minute. I'll probably be on Instagram, too. So.
Well, Alice is on all day, so we hope that you'll stay with the station and enjoy later on this afternoon. Jane, who's probably already up working hard on her afternoon show.
Oh, sure. She's been watching the listened to the show and probably watched our Instagram live at 5:45 this morning.
How do you know? Wait a minute. Did she write you?
No, I haven't talked to her today.
Oh, all right.
But she says she listens to the show every day, so she's got a weird schedule. Anyway, have a great day, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow morning, bright and early. See you then.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.